We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 2nd of October, 2010. And I want to start off the show a little differently today. I want to talk about a little bit about syphilis. Yes, it's a strange way to start the program, but there's a reason for this, ladies and gentlemen. Syphilis, most of you folks know what it is. Many people infected, according to the Centers for Disease Control, many people infected with syphilis do not have the symptoms for many years, yet remain at risk for late complications if they're not treated, although transmission occurs from persons with sores who are the primary or at the primary or second stage. Many of those sores are unrecognized. Now, they go through the different stages of syphilis on the Centers for Disease Control website. I will not bore you with all of the details. Let's talk about the third stage, late and latent stages. The latent or hidden stage of syphilis begins when primary or secondary symptoms disappear. Without treatment, the infected person will continue to have syphilis even though there are no signs or symptoms. Infection remains in the body. They say the latent stage can last for years. The late stages of syphilis can develop in about 15% of people who have not been treated for syphilis and can appear 10 to 20 years after infection was first acquired. They say, skipping down here, they say signs and symptoms of the late stages include difficulty coordinating muscle movements, paralysis, numbness, gradual blindness, and dementia. This damage may be serious enough to cause death. So syphilis, if it's not treated ultimately, can lead to death, ladies and gentlemen, as well as a number of serious health consequences. Why am I talking about this? Because just yesterday, in the New York Times, the United States admitted to testing unwilling subjects, deliberately injecting in infecting 700 Guatemalans with syphilis. The New York Times reports U.S. apologizes for syphilis tests in Guatemala. From 1946 to 1948, American public health doctors deliberately infected nearly 700 Guatemalans, prison inmates, mental patients, and soldiers with venereal diseases in which was meant as an effort to test the effectiveness of penicillin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same government, by the way, that's telling everybody else that they're guilty of terrorists. We have terrorists on every hand. Who are the real terrorists here? I'm going to continue this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Watching me.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. We have a number of stories that we're going to be covering today. Lots going on, ladies and gentlemen. We're being invaded now from the south. Not just the illegal migrant workers coming into the country now, but we also have Mexican military breaching our borders, supposedly pursuing those drug cartels and drug traffickers coming into the country. There was a standoff. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Before the break, I was telling you about syphilis and the dangers of syphilis, the health effects of syphilis, if it's not treated, ultimately can cause major tissue damage, major organ damage, and it can ultimately lead to death, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, our government, in 1946, according to the New York Times yesterday, from 1946 to 1948, they were deliberately infecting Guatemalans. and they say prison inmates, mental patients, and soldiers with syphilis, supposedly to test the effectiveness of penicillin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've told you folks time and time and time again that those that are in control, that those that are driving the forces of the affairs of mankind, the people who are pushing the New World Order, the people who are pushing the corporatism, the people who are pushing the fascism, and the communitarianism today, which blends it all together. These people are eugenicists. These people have targeted all of us, the average person, for depopulation. And the worst thing in the world they want, the most that they want to do is eliminate the poor. This is a war from the rich on the poorest of the poor. And we're all being made the poorest of the poor today. I don't think anybody can take a look at what's happening in America with regard to the financial system, the destruction of markets, the destruction of businesses, small businesses. The only businesses that can thrive today are multinational corporations who have the capability of outsourcing jobs to third world countries, exploiting slave labor overseas and south of the border. These are the corporations that thrive. But the small businesses that enrich those who are just the average, ordinary, everyday Joe, they're being put out, being put under. So, a half a century after they commit these war crimes, which is really what they are, they're war crimes. It's a silent, undeclared war, but it's a war crime, what they have done. The terrorism and absolute suffering. They have finally come out and admit, hey, guess what? This is what we did back a half a century ago. In the meantime, what are they doing today that we're not going to find out until 50, 60 years later? This is the point, listeners. These kind of things are going on every day, all over the place. But we're not going to hear about them. Unless we in the alternative media bring them to light, individual people, individual citizens, the average person searches this stuff out and discovers this stuff. The New York Times reported yesterday, average tax dollars through the National Institutes of Health even paid for syphilis-infected prostitutes to sleep with prisoners, since Guatemalan prisons allowed such visits. When the prostitutes did not succeed in infecting the men, some prisoners had the bacteria poured onto scrapes made on their penises, faces, or arms. They poured the bacteria for syphilis to infect these people. And in some cases, it was injected by spinal puncture. If the subjects contracted the disease, they were given antibiotics. Quote, and this is a quote from Susan Riverby, professor at Wesleyan College, who brought the experiments to light in a research paper that prompted American health officials to investigate the, you know, as if the American health officials didn't already know, listeners. She says, however, whether everyone was then cured is not clear. The revelations were made public on Friday when Secretary of State Hillary Rotten Clinton and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius apologized to the government of Guatemala and the survivors and descendants of those infected. They called the experiments clearly unethical. Although these events occurred more than 64 years ago, we are outraged that such reprehensible research could have occurred under the guise of public health, the secretary said in a statement. Quote, we deeply regret that it happened, and we apologize to all the individuals who were affected by such abhorrent research practices, unquote. In a twist to the revelation, the public health doctor who led the experiment, John C. Cutler, would later have an important role in the Tuskegee study, in which black American men with syphilis were deliberately left untreated for years, for decades. Late in his own life, Dr. Cutler continued to defend the Tuskegee work. His unpublished Guatemala work was unearthed recently in the archives of the University of Pittsburgh by Professor Riverby, a medical historian who has written two books about Tuskegee. President Alvaro Colom of Guatemala, who first learned of the experiments on Thursday in a phone call from Mrs. Clinton, called them hair-raising and crimes against humanity. His government said it would cooperate with the American investigation and do its own. The experiments are a dark chapter in the history of medicine, said Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health. Modern rules for federally financed research absolutely prohibit infecting people without their informed consent, Dr. Collins said. Professor Riverby presented her findings about the Guatemalan experiments at a conference in January, but nobody took notice, she said in a telephone interview Friday. In June, she sent a draft of an article she was preparing for the January 2011 issue of the Journal of Policy History to Dr. David Spencer, a former director of the Centers for Disease Control. He prodded the government to investigate. In the 1940s, Professor Riverby said the United States Public Health Service was deeply interested in whether penicillin could be used to prevent, not just cure, early syphilis infection, whether better blood tests for the disease could be established, what dosages of penicillin actually cured infection, and to understand the process of reinfection after cures. It had difficulties growing syphilis in a laboratory, and its tests on rabbits and chimpanzees told it little about how penicillin worked in humans. In 1944, it injected prison quote-unquote volunteers at the Terre Haute Federal Penitentiary in Indiana with lab-grown gonorrhea, but found it hard to infect people that way. And how do we know these people really volunteered, listeners? The government wouldn't actually lie to you, would they? In 1946, Dr. Cutler was asked to lead the Guatemala mission, which ended 2 years later, partly because of federal gossip about the work, Professor Riverby said, and partly because he was using so much penicillin, which was costly and in short supply. Dr. Cutler would later join the study in Tuskegee, Alabama, which had begun relatively innocuously in 1932 as an observation of how syphilis progressed in black male sharecroppers. In 1972, it was revealed that even when early antibiotics were invented, doctors hid the fact from the men in order to keep studying them. Dr. Cutler, who died in 2003, defended the Tuskegee experiment in a 1993 documentary. Deception was also used in Guatemala, Professor Riverby said. Dr. Thomas Ferran, the former Surgeon General who oversaw the start of Tuskegee, acknowledged that the Guatemala work could not be done domestically and details were hidden from Guatemalan officials. Professor Riverby said she found some of Dr. Cutler's paper at the University of Pittsburgh, where he taught until 1985 while she was researching Dr. Perrin. She says, I'm sifting through them and I find Guatemala inoculation. Did you hear that, listeners? Guatemala inoculation. And she says, I think, what the heck is this? And then she says, oh my God, oh my God. My partner was with me, and I told him, you aren't going to believe this. I'm not going to read this whole article, ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time. But I just want you to keep this in mind. Every time that the United States government, every time your state government, every time you pass Target now and you see flu shots available here, or you pass your local drugstore and see flu shots available here, every time you hear about a pandemic that's coming, and we all need to roll up our sleeves. Every time your loved one enrolls in the military and is required to get shot, military has been, throughout history, used repeatedly in experimental vaccine programs. We've covered on this broadcast countless times about how people have been paralyzed. People have swelled up like balloons. They're in extremely excruciating pain from these shots. We're talking mainstream news articles here. This isn't stuff that's hard to find. Just remember the experiments a half a century ago with syphilis. Every time you think about going to get these shots, don't let the government con you into believing that they're all on your side. It's all for your safety. It's all for your good health. It's all for the greater good. It's nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. It's a war against you and your health. We'll be back here in a moment.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's
800-477-9256. Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you've been dead before.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. Darren Wicks here, and the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address, I keep it open during the show, so if you have a message you need to send me, you can do that. It's radio@governamerica.com. That's, once again, radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on, before the break, I was talking about the fact that our government now has admitted that we've tested, they've deliberately infected, I think the number was like 700 Guatemalans, and didn't bother to say anything about it until half a century later. This is the point, ladies and gentlemen. Everything they're doing, all this terrorism, these war crimes, these things that they do on a daily basis, on a regular basis, how many times have they done certain things in Afghanistan? How many times have they done certain things in Iraq? And countless other countries, Africa. I mean, you can go down the list with the HIV in Africa and various things that they've done to different populations, the poor people especially. This is a depopulation agenda. And human life doesn't mean anything to these people. And now we see, going from one thing to another in the depopulation realm, our food supply has been tampered with and continues to be so. From Barron's were just reported this past week, just a few days ago, that Monsanto, their products now are causing health defects, birth defects. Barron says it was a tough week for Monsanto. Word went around Tuesday that the company's SmartStax seeds were yielding less in Iowa's corn harvest than expected. That prompted analysts, including Goldman Sachs, to cut their price targets on the stock. Now today, and this was again September 30th, today it's the rumor that the company's herbicide Roundup could be causing birth defects based on a study released by researchers in Argentina and published in the August issue of the academic journal Chemical Research in Toxicology. The study itself focuses broadly on herbicides containing glyphosate, but F. William Engdahl over at Global Research lays out the explicit connection to Roundup, a glyphosate-based herbicide. Writing, William Engdahl says, widespread reports of human malformations began to be reported in Argentina beginning in 2002, 2 years after widespread aerial spraying of Roundup and planting of Roundup-ready soybeans was begun. The test animals used by the Carasso group share similar developmental mechanisms with humans. The authors concluded that the results raise concerns about the clinical findings from human offspring in populations exposed to Roundup in agricultural fields. Carrasco added, the toxicity classification of glyphosate is too slow. In some cases, this can be a powerful poison. And that's the end of that quote. Monsanto shares today ended down 9 cents to $47.91, which is actually pretty good considering the state of the broader market today. There was at least one bright spot. Monsanto's Roundup Ready Yield soybeans, unlike SmartStax, are actually performing as expected, reports OTR Global of Sanford. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Point is, crops are being planted with genetically engineered seeds, listeners. Everything that's being done is synthetic. Everything that's being done is damaging to the environment, damaging to human health, and all of this stuff is being tolerated by a government who at the same time is calling for and implementing sustainable development, smart growth, and all these mechanisms of control for you and I. We talked with Tom DeWeese last week about the Sustainable Development Bill that's in Congress right now, the Livable Communities Act, which is up on the website right now. And so, apparently, Monsanto somehow fits into the sustainable development model. So it's okay to pollute the environment if it decreases the human population. What other solution can we draw from this, listeners? Monsanto is filling a role. Is it just corporate profits that these people care about? Or is there some underlying agenda? I think it's both. Got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about global food shortages. We're going to talk about the Mexican military crossing the border into the United States. The terrorism that's been generated down there in Mexico is now here in the United States. Chicago apparently is covered with these people. Stay with us. A lot going on. We'll continue here as Govern America continues here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wicks as we continue on here on this 2nd of October 2010. For the break, I was telling you I was going to cover some of the stuff about the global food shortages now. We were talking about Monsanto, or as I like to call it, Monsatan, before the break. Poisoning seeds, poisoning crops, making seeds where they won't reproduce the following year. You can't save your seeds. They have the Terminator gene, which apparently the U.S. government, the USDA actually shares the patent with Monsanto. So in other words, the United States government is a partner in the intellectual property of Monsanto. I want you folks to think about that. The U.S. government is a partner in the intellectual property that is polluting the environment as they are shoving sustainable development down your throat. So here we see now from the Telegraph out of the U.K., global food risk from China-Russia pincer. World food supplies are caught in a pincer as China becomes a net importer of corn for the first time in modern history, and Russia's drought inflicts even more damage than expected, raising the risk of a global grain shock in 2011. They say the Moscow bank, Eurasib, said half of Russia's potato crop has been lost to the country's wheat crisis. Country's wheat crisis will drag on for a second year, forcing the Kremlin to draw on world food stocks. Wheat prices have risen 70% since June to $7.30 a bushel, as the worst heat wave for half a century ravages crops across the Black Sea region, an area that supplies a quarter of global wheat exports. This has caused knock-on effects through the whole nexus of grains and other foods. Quote, we had hoped that things would calm down by September, but they haven't. More commodities are joining in, said Abdurriza Abbasassanian. I'm not sure how to pronounce this last name. But anyway, it's the grain chief at the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization who has everyone's best interest in mind, right, when it comes to food. What did Catherine Bettini say from the United Nations World Food Program? She said, food is power. We use it to control populations of people. Some may call it bribery. We do not apologize. That's the United Nations, who wants to reduce the population, ladies and gentlemen. So they say the UN fears a repeat of the price spike in 2008 that set off the global food riots. Wheat prices are still far below the $13 peak. They just had to get the 13 in there, didn't they? That they reached then. Apparently they reached $13 in 2008. How convenient, how interesting. And the global stocks to use ratio, the global stocks to use ratio is still safe at 22%. However, the outlook is darkening. Quote, it is not yet a crisis, but things are precarious. If there's another bad year in Russia and Ukraine, this will leave us prone to shocks. All it takes then is one piece of bad news, he said. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, they're blaming the weather. And keep in mind, weather warfare, in my belief, in my opinion, is going on today in a major way. We've had floods in areas where we haven't had droughts, and we have droughts in areas where we haven't had floods. People are being forced off the land through wildfires in various places and floods in various places. We've covered time and again about the FEMA grants and how people are not being allowed to rebuild in some of those areas. And when they are being allowed to rebuild, they're subject to more and more strict property restrictions because the community cannot get flood insurance without going through FEMA. Some insurance companies sell supplemental flood insurance, but primarily the primary base flood insurance, it comes from the National Flood Insurance Program, which is administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Why is this also important? Because when you can manipulate the weather, you can cause flooding. Can you not? When you can manipulate the weather, you can cause crop damages. Can you not? When you can manipulate the weather, you can cause droughts, which cause crops to be damaged, or you can cause floods, which do the same thing. And the beauty of it from their standpoint is nobody can prove it. Nobody can prove that a specific incidence of weather modification is not natural or it's not man-made in terms of somebody engineering the weather. But if we're so deluded that we don't think this is going on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is understand the technology. All you have to do is understand the science, which creates weather patterns, which changes weather patterns. We have the HARP facility in Alaska. We have aerial spraying going on all over the place. The elitist, the mainstream news articles have talked a lot about geoengineering the planet, creating a sunscreen for the planet, and doing other things purportedly to fight climate change, which they deem as a problem, which is based on false science and grant-funded scientific research, meaning that it's controlled scientific research. So all of these pieces need to be put together, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody can do their own research on weather modification and weather tampering, weather engineering, geoengineering the planet. But global food supplies, global food shortages, are being engineered today. Why else would we have had our farmers and ranchers relentlessly persecuted in this country? At one time in this country, the farming sector was the backbone of the entire economy. I mean, farmers had so much political power because farmers were industry. They were the industry. And we had the government come out in the 1950s and say, we have too many farmers, we have to get rid of some of these farmers. And so they set about to do that. And ever since that point, we've had the farmers and ranchers in this country relentlessly persecuted. And many of them, these people have been paid not to plant, not to plant crops, and we've increasingly become more and more dependent upon food supplies globally. We're importing more food now than we ever have before, and that continues to go up. So why should we care what happens in Europe? Because we get our food from all over the world today, ladies and gentlemen. Because our food supply is more and more increasingly controlled by multinational corporations. Will there be food in the store tomorrow? Well, how do you know? More than likely, yes. Will you be able to afford it? Who knows? Increasingly, probably not. And this is the situation that we face today. That's why it's important for everyone to plan for this. You need to have storage food on hand. You need to continue to contribute to your supply of storage food. If you don't have anybody that you know in the country, you need to get out of the city if you can, if you're able. People are strapped for cash. I understand people can't just up and move in many cases, but do the best you can, folks. We have to store water. We have to store food. We have, and I realize this is going to be a long-term crisis because the elitists that are orchestrating all of this stuff, they intend for it to bring America to its knees. They intend for it to bring everyone to its knees. But every day that you have food to eat is one more day that you can think rationally, that you're not going to be panicking, that you're not going to be running on the stores, that you're not going to be going in a frenzy. And I always use the analogy of the squirrel or the wild animal that runs in front of my car. You know, whether it's a rabbit or whatever it is, it'll run one direction and decide, oh, no, that's not the right direction. I need to turn back the other direction. No, I can't do that. I got to go back. And he runs back and forth, panicking, trying to figure out what way is the best way to get out of the way until you inevitably hear the sickening thud of the critter underneath your tires. And that's what the elitists want to do to us, ladies and gentlemen. Get us in such a panic that we're running in all different directions until thud. We're gone. Don't panic. The best thing in the world to do is to plan ahead. We have advertisers on this network that sell storage food. Look into that. Look into buying extra at the store, just a little bit extra every week, putting a little away. Buy guns and ammunition, put a little away every week. It won't take long to build up a supply. If you're consistent at doing this, and of course food rotation is very important. Buy what you use, buy what you eat, and eat what you buy. When you buy new food, put it on the shelf, bait it, move the old food to the front of the shelf, so you constantly have a continuing turnover in your food supply. All right, moving along here. We have the National Health Federation coming out with the information on, we've had a rumor going around about the Codex Alimentarius and Obama issuing an executive order on the Codex Alimentarius. I read the executive order he issued. I didn't see anywhere in there where it actually mentions Codex Alimentarius. But it is a very nasty executive order. And National Health Federation writes this about Obama's executive order. And this dovetails perfectly with what we were talking about in regard to the engineered food shortages that are going on. On June 10th, Barack Obama issued an executive order creating the National Prevention Health Promotion and Public Health Council. As with all government programs and bureaucracy, this additional layer of bureaucracy is ostensibly intended to do good, in this particular case, to develop and promote a national strategy for improving Americans' health. As the executive order puts it, the Public Health Council will write up and give the president a list of national priorities on health promotion and disease prevention to address lifestyle behavior modification. Did you get that? Lifestyle behavior modification, including smoking cessation, proper nutrition. Michelle Obama's got that program now where she's going around and being a nanny, you know, basically telling you what to eat and what not to eat. Anyway, appropriate exercise, mental health, behavioral health, substance use disorder, and domestic violence screening. where would we be, ladies and gentlemen, if we didn't have the government to tell us how to deal with all of these problems? How did Americans ever take care of themselves before we have this massive government web of government bureaucracy? Anyway, they say the prevention and the prevention measures for the five leading disease killers in the United States. Obviously, they say these Neanderthals have never heard of the law of unintended consequences. The law of unintended consequences is that actions of people, and especially of government, always have effects that are unanticipated or unintended. Most often, however, the law illuminates the perverse, unanticipated effects of legislation and regulation. So, for a government to create yet another costly, top-heavy council to help prevent illness may sound wonderful to some people, especially if it is to include complementary and alternative approaches. But it is absolutely doomed to failure and to create more illness and more sickness in the United States. And that's a very good point, ladies and gentlemen, because every time you see the government declaring war on anything, you get more of whatever. So brace yourselves. It's just like Calderon down in Mexico. We'll get to him in a moment, but he declared war on drugs. And look what we've got now, ladies and gentlemen. We've got drug cartels in power. We got mafia-type murders going on everywhere along the border. This is what we get when government declares war on things. So as soon as the politicians open their mouth and make the statement, you better brace yourself. The federal government has already proven itself utterly incapable of successfully advancing any major problem. Whether it was President Johnson's failed war against poverty in the 1960s, President Nixon's failed war against cancer, launched in the 1970, President Ford's Whip Inflation Now program. If Nixon really wanted to whip inflation, he should have got rid of the Federal Reserve. That's the bottom line. But Nixon was owned and controlled by the Federal Reserve. I have a theory about so-called presidents, too. A friend of mine and I were talking about this one day. More than likely what they do is they show the assassination film of Kennedy when any president is inaugurated. They bring him into a little dark place and show him the film and just ask it, any questions? You know, I really believe these people, you know, they know whenever they try to do right, whenever they actually stand up and try to do something, and there's been talk about Nixon. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that. Anyway, President Ford's Whip Inflation Now program saw the frighteningly higher inflation under President Carter. All of these presidents' war on drugs, or President George W. Bush's failed war on terror. The list is endless. You name it. Whatever problem was addressed, that problem became significantly worse after millions and billions of dollars was wastefully pumped into these wars. Now, the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that's the point. As long as you have money going into these things, you have an incentive for somebody to keep them going. And that's, the war on terror is a perfect example of that. I got articles here, if we get to them, about how we're continuing to fund the insurgency in Afghanistan. I mean, this is going on majorly. And we've talked a lot about stuff like that in the past. Anyway, they say you do not achieve better health by centralizing health care decisions in Washington, D.C. You achieve better health by decentralizing health care decisions and putting them back into the very hands of those most likely to suffer the benefits and detriments of good and bad decisions, the individual man or woman. More health freedom, not less, is the road to better health. Now, they go on to talk about what the executive order does specifically. They say it basically parallels what is already in the recently passed Health Care Insurance Reform Act. In that respect, it is nothing new. As mentioned, it creates a public health council, which will have as its chairman the U.S. Surgeon General over a star-studded cast of federal functionaries, such as the Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Education and Homeland Security. I mean, it's just insane. I got to take a break. We'll be back here. I guess we got about another minute. Anyway, notice, though, they say, that the head of the Food and Drug Administration is not included. In fact, no one from the FDA is included. Of course, these highbrows will just meet and not condescend to do any real work, which will be left to their assistants and swarm of lackeys. And since, unlike in the free market, the feedback mechanisms for their health decisions will be so attenuated, convoluted, and based in politics, not in political economics, these decision makers will waste our money, their time, and promote ill health. So more government bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen, on this executive order. Now, when we come back from the break, we'll get into some other things. UN, more talk on food transparency. I mentioned the mess at the border. We'll get into that as well. Stay tuned. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I just got an email just before the show from our friend Gringo, who now has moved to Texas. Thankfully, he got out of the thick of the mess down there in Mexico where he was living with his family. These cartels, by the way, were threatening his family, threatening to kidnap his children. He got out of there just in the nick of time because they wanted the ransom money, and this is what they're doing to people that live down there. It's a very serious situation that we have south of the border, but it's not just south of the border anymore. Increasingly, it's north of the border down there, and my concern is that this thing is going to spread throughout the entire country. I have seen some news reports that some of the Mexican cartels are actually operating in Chicago. Maybe we'll get to that later on. But Gringo writes, Darren, the civil war continues. Now the Mexican military are invading our borders. Heavily armed Mexican Marines crossed the bridge into Texas today. And, of course, this was yesterday, I believe. Anyway, from the Monitor, they're reporting. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, have you folks, I just would like to know, have any of you heard anything about this on the mainstream media? Because, you know, I don't watch television. I don't watch the controlled news unless I happen to be someplace where it's on. I just, you know, it nearly makes me sick to my stomach to watch television anymore. The lies that are precipitously disseminated on a daily basis. I mean, I realized that during the height of the Terry Schiavo situation where the lies were so blatant. We were just constantly being badgered, being conditioned to the idea that this woman was in a coma. As she was being murdered, she was being dehydrated to death, literally tortured to death, right here in America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. All of this is going on in open daylight, plain view, and they have her on TV looking around the room, laughing, responding to outside stimuli, and the media saying she's in a coma. She's in a coma. She's in a coma. Do comatose people actually sit there and look around and laugh and respond to people that say things to them and make jokes? But I digress. The point is, we're constantly being lied to. We're constantly being badgered, and we're constantly not being told about things that are happening that are a real inherent threat that are going on continuously. And this is just another example of this. I would be interested to hear if anybody heard anything at all about this in the electronic media. But the Monitor, the headline is, Mexican troops crossed into U.S. territory, according to the Border Patrol. The U.S. authorities engaged in an armed standoff, listeners, armed standoff Friday with Mexican soldiers as they crossed the international bridge into the U.S. in apparent misunderstanding. After troops chased a vehicle north of the border, authorities said. The crossing occurred about 2:45 p.m. Friday when Mexican troops traveling in three vehicles apparently lost sight of the international boundary line on the Progreso International Bridge and crossed onto the U.S. side of the span, according to Felix Garza, a local Border Patrol spokesman. All right, I'm at the end of the hour. I'm going to continue this in the next hour. In the third hour, by the way, we're going to be visiting with Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. We're going to be talking about Chinese communist colonization of America, among other things, the technocratic control grid that's being put into place. We'll discuss that with her in the third hour. Stay tuned. This is Govern America. Hour number two is about to begin. Don't go away.
It's true.